from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmins Conservative MPP George Peary won't promise money to Timmins and Iroquois Falls to rebuild municipal road between them. Vista Radio News asked him if it's possible that the province would kick in part of the $22 million.
This is a municipal responsibility. I think that the province always listens to the municipalities. The province is always willing to listen, for sure.
Peary points out that Queen's Park has already spent $500 million in Timmins in the 2 years since he became MPP. That includes $76 million for connecting link reconstruction. And he calls the threat to turn municipal road into a gravel road overdone. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency says various brands of beef jelly tongue products are being recalled due to listeria concerns. Officials say there have been illnesses reported associated with eating the products, which were distributed in Ontario. The agency says recalled products should be thrown out or returned to where they were bought. You can find the list on the federal government's Recalls and Safety Alerts website. Police forces across Canada remain on heightened alert today as the world marks the first anniversary of the war between Israel and Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Protests over the weekend were generally peaceful. The war has widened in the past several weeks, with Israel launching attacks against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. Less than 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene slammed into the southeastern U.S., Florida is facing the arrival of another major storm. Milton has strengthened to hurricane status less than a day after it began forming in the Gulf of Mexico. It's expected to reach Category 3, a major hurricane, before it hits Florida's west coast by midweek. The track is still uncertain, but experts say the most likely path would have the hurricane come ashore near Tampa Bay. It would remain a hurricane as it crosses the state and moves over the Atlantic. Preparations are underway to possibly evacuate more than 6 million people. This morning in our local history feature, we were discussing the cemetery at Dead Man's Point, the first in the Porcupine, established in 1911. The following year, the first one in Timmins was established by Father Terrio on the grounds of St. Anthony's Cathedral to bury his parishioners. Museum curator Karen Bachman says he quickly started running out of space.
It was a decision made to move those people in the Catholic cemetery to another piece of land, and that was the one that started on Pine Street and became the Timmins Memorial Cemetery.
Next week, the history of the Tisdale Cemetery and more facts about all three of them.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.